You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
If you are a farmer or an aspiring farmer trying to get into the business, you will know that it's not a cheap industry, especially if you're starting out. Access to credit can often be very difficult for most smallholder farmers. And this despite the big opportunities that the agricultural sector does present for SMEs looking to grow. But AgriSeed Capital is a financial institution that's working to plug the financing gap in the agriculture sector. And we speak with Dr. Mpho Matitibane, the CEO of AgriSeed, about exactly what the company is trying to do. Mpho, thanks so much for your time. Just let us begin there. What are you trying to achieve as AgriSeed?
Good evening, Fifi, and good evening to the listeners. So, AgriSeed Capital basically exists to solve one key fundamental problem, and that is the problem of financial inclusion. Now, there's different forms to look at financial inclusion. Typically, one would say access to a bank account was a measure. But now the world has evolved, and for proper integration, financial inclusion is basically access to credit and access to insurance to protect your wealth. So AgriSeed Capital is looking to take that model of financial inclusion and plug it into the smallholder farming sector to be able to create a pipeline of smallholder farmers that would have otherwise not have received access to credit. Now, access to credit is severely limited amongst the sector, where you have an estimated 250,000 or so smallholder producers. And it is estimated that only 12% have access to credit. And most financial institutions are risk averse or have quite a low risk tolerance for the sector purely because of the seasonal nature of income, the risk that is associated with climate change and the like. And it makes banks quite shy or risk averse to the sector. Now, we're going in with quite an innovative funding model where we're saying, there has to be a pipeline to develop these smallholder farmers. Now, what does that pipeline look like? So we take the first risk of providing access to credit to the sector, particularly looking at youth farmers, because we assess that these farmers have longevity within the sector. Now, it's important to start supporting them. And our model is completely digitized, so we assess risk remotely, relying on GIS technology, for example, where we can zoom into a farm and assess the risk, have a look at the land capability, the soil capability within that farm, the type of crops that are suitable. Once we have that as an understanding and a foundation, we then provide access to credit to those particular farmers, understanding the risk that they face, and that is what underpins our model.
That's quite interesting. Let me just ask a quick question. An interesting model there. What about ownership? Because I think the traditional lenders, the reason why they don't lend as actively to smallholder farmers is the issue of ownership and the fact that some of these farmers can't actually put any asset or any collateral to back the funding. How do you guys look at that?
Yes, that's a really interesting question, Sissy, and part of the crux of the issue, which is lack of collateral. So we circumvent that process in our lending by going a step further and understanding the land tenure. So if a farmer is not the owner of the land, we would want to have a look at, are there any leasing arrangements for that particular land or any permission to occupy that is issued by the chief, which is typically what would happen in most smallholder farmers. Because interestingly enough, 75% of all these farmers are in rural homeland. So once we understand the type of tenure that you have on your land, we will then structure a financing solution where it's completely free of any collateral. So it is unsecured lending, but really underpinned by two factors. One, understanding the risk, which is fundamental for us, through technology. technology-based pollution. But the second one, which is quite pivotal to our model, is that we then take a three-year journey with these farmers. As I mentioned, that it's more of a developmental program where we formalize their financial records. And formalizing financial records means most farmers are not able to secure credit, not only because of a lack of collateral, but because your income is not traceable, your expenses are not traceable. Now, within the team, we've got those skills to put together a set of financial records for 3 years. So now a farmer has access to credit, and they have a proper trail over the last 3 years of financial records, and we're able to structure the balance sheet in such a way that you're able, after a three-year period, to be able to graduate to a larger financial institution.
Okay.
So we circumvent those with the mechanisms that we have to make sure that, A, everything is traceable, risk is managed, and a proper history of credit.
Okay. So I want to understand, you are doing things differently. I think it's really welcomed. You're taking on a lot more risk than the traditional lenders in doing things differently. At what cost? For instance, we're looking at a farm that passes the test through your technology surveillance. You see opportunity and you see the potential for this farm to make returns. The prime lending rate is currently at around 7%, right? Correct me there if I'm wrong. So at what cost?
Right.
At what cost? How much more above prime would a farmer likely have to pay for your help?
Thanks for that question, Siti. And I just want to contextualize it because before I go into our rate, so it's estimated that there's about 40,000 informal lenders in the country that are charging interest of up to 50%, effectively keeping any borrower in a debt check and a poverty check. So we've structured our financial package in quite a unique way. So we are saying farmers can pay interest of up to 12%. And that 12%, which is basically 5 over prime, is effectively your interest component, all your related fees, and your financial management services, including your risk management services. And the key for this model is to say, for those 3 years, you are guaranteed uninterrupted credit over the production cycle at 12%. But with the understanding that once you graduate from the program, and are able to raise a bigger loan from a financial institution, say you're able to raise 5 million rand, for example, as is what is currently offered now through the National Treasury Program and the Department of Agriculture, where smallholder farmers can apply to 5 million. So using that as a base, we will then say, once that loan is issued, we will charge a fee of around 3%, which would be our management fee, for the development that would have taken place over the last 3 years at basically concessionary interest rate and at below market related figures. Now, we're able to deliver such a model because all the skills that we need are in-house. So we're fully a youth-owned company, but made up of professionals with about 25 years in corporate collectively. And between the two directors, there's 9 different degrees. University degree. So we're able to leverage all our skills to deliver quite a unique model at a cost-effective basis, understanding that once we develop a proper pipeline, it is only after the three-year period and graduation where we will be able to recoup some of the concessionary borrowings that we would have made over a three-year period.
Really interesting model. And again, I repeat, I like how you are trying to do things differently to bring a lot more people, young people, women owned businesses into the farming sector. I think it's a story that we'll certainly track on the market update to see how it develops. But thanks so much for joining us. Giving us a different way to look at things, perhaps some traditional lenders also listening, giving them a different way of doing things. But that was Dr. Mpho Matitibane, the CEO of AgriSeed Capital.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.